there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps, and the players bump, and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey.
Coming to you live from the Oxbox Studios, I am your host, LB. Alongside me is my trusty co-host, Frankie, ready to bring you the fourth episode of Behind the Horns for the 2020-2021 Minnesota Blue Ox season. What's new, Frankie?
Not much. Going on about a half hour of sleep. I'm pretty euphoric in the wrong way.
Oh, well, you should sleep more.
I'm surprised I said euphoric because I don't even know what that means.
You shouldn't use words you can't spell. So, all right, today's guests we have number one, Vinny Castelletti, and number 37, Ethan Hagelin. We're going to talk to two of the three Ox goalies. As always, want to give a big Ox shout out to our sponsors and thank them for everything they do for the Minnesota Blue Ox.
Big breath because I don't know how to read. This is going to be great. All right, thank you, sponsors. Walzer Automotive, Warrior Hockey, Geico Insurance, Great Clips, Four Hair.
You missed it.
Blue Ox Heating and Air, Chanticleer Pizza Coon Rapids, Noka Ramsey Community College, Kowalski's Market, Tripine Creative and Marketing, Moffitt Restorative Dentistry, Bell Mortgage, Chris Safe Team, Witta Creative Studios, Fast Wax Ski Wax, Minnesota Warriors Ice Hockey, Smart Press, Home Furniture, Ice Hockey Systems, Calming Waters Wellness Center, Paul Bunyan Plumbing and Drains, Jimmy John's of Coon Rapids, Unique Dining Experiences, Euro Edge North America, Sean's Cabinetry, Cybersport Under Armour Hockey, Jason Wood Realtor, hey buddy, Speed Pro Imaging Fridley, I almost said Speedo, and that's not it.
Speedo Imaging?
Speedo Imaging. RBC Wealth Management, MGE Construction, Power Edge Studio, Integral Hockey Stick Repair, GNC,
General Nutrition Centers.
Mm-hmm. Lawrence Screw Products. United States
Air Force.
Rum River Chiropractic. Title Boxing. Absolute Filth. And Hometown Auto Care. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for getting through that. You did it.
Not too bad.
Half hour sleep, you made it through.
I can't read either.
So, current Midwest-West.
Midwest-West
breakdown. Busy month for the Ox. 10 games played in February alone. Short month, a lot of hockey, a lot of making up a few games. Ox have a current record of 29-11, which puts them fourth in the Midwest West Division and 14th overall in the USPHL Premier League. The Ox went 8-2 this month with wins over the Minnesota Mullets, Rochester Vipers, Hudson Havoc, the Dells Ducks, and the Steele County Blades with two losses to the Minnesota Mullets and one loss to the Minnesota Mullets, one to the Hudson Havoc. As stated earlier, yeah.
Should be 7-2 because playing the Ducks, it's like playing a high school team.
Well,
you're not really playing.
Well, you know, I'm not saying anything. They got three wins on the season. I wouldn't want to be one of those.
Three is good.
All right, as stated earlier, the Minnesota Blue Ox are currently fourth in the Midwest West and 14th in the USPHL Premier with the Wisco Rapids River Kings in first with 72 points, the Minnesota Moose with 69 points, the Hudson Havoc with 67 points, and rounding out the 5-9 spots are the Steele County Blades, the Minnesota Mullets, the Rum River Mallards, the Rochester Vipers, and the Dells Ducks. I'm pretty sure the Blue Ox are locked into the fourth spot now. I'm sure you guys, I think me and Ethan kind of talked about that already. Being unable to catch the Hudson Havoc in third, and the Steele County Blades can't catch you guys in the fourth spot. So first round of playoffs should be a home series against the Steele County Blades. Good time to come back to Coon Rapids finally. Get that on your actual home ice.
Yeah.
Even though Somerset probably took care of you guys. So... but it's still nice to be home. Let's bring in our guests, just say hi to them and kind of cover some of the last few games to include the Dells Ducks and then a Monday game against the Hudson Havoc and Tuesday game against the Mullets. Try to get some knowledge of what's going on in the locker room and on the bench with the boys throughout the games, on and off the ice, but from a goalie's point of view this time. So we are introducing number one, Vinny Cassoletti, and number 37, Ethan Hagelin. How are you guys doing? Say hi to your tens to hundreds of fans out there.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Keep in mind, this is a family show.
This is why you can't have nice things.
Nope.
This is why you don't sleep at night.
This is why you have to edit things a lot. Pancakes.
I had waffles for breakfast.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were
they're
they blue?
No, they were not blue.
Were they soggy? Don't.
God dang it, Frankie. So, this weekend you guys did a weekend series in Wisconsin Dells. So you played on February 19th. At the Poppy Waterman Ice Arena.
That sounds so awesome.
You know, a big 11-1 win. 11 players with points. McAlpine with a great night. 3 goals, 3 assists. Clough, 2 goals, 3 assists. Gunner, 2 goals, 3 assists. Maslowski, 1 goal, 3 assists. Kind of a, you know, low man on that line, I guess. Mm-hmm. Could probably step those numbers up. Ethan, big win. 19-20 shots. Dells Ducks again on the 20th.
Where at?
Poppy Waterman Ice Arena.
Can I just say that if somebody out there is ever dumb enough to marry this guy and have kids,
you're referring to yourself?
Yeah. Okay. Me.
Yeah.
My kid's name, Poppy Waterman.
For sure.
But when he grows,
just first name is Poppy Waterman.
But when he grows up and becomes a dad, will he be Daddy Poppy?
No,
or Poppy Daddy. Daddy.
Ooh, Poppy Daddy.
There you go.
Maybe his middle name could be Seed.
Okay, we're going to
Poppy Seed.
Poppy, oh.
Right?
Well, God, what about Corn? Poppy Corn.
Ooh.
There you go. This is why
Poppy
we...
Poppy Lock?
This is why we get paid...
It's a dance move.
This is why we get paid no bucks.
Yep.
So...
This is the Big Ten.
7-1 win. 14 different players with points. Keys had 2 assists. Butters, first goal of the season.
Jeez.
Finally getting that zero off the goal board. So nice weekend sweep. Probably felt pretty good. But one of the bigger stories, Vinny, giving up your starting spot for first-year goalie Joseph Moon to get his first junior hockey start. Stopped 25 of 26 shots to receive his first win in junior hockey. Pretty sweet move there, Vinny. We'll talk
classic.
More about that in
very
a little
classic.
Bit on kind of how that came about and whatnot. Anything you guys want to talk about the Ducks weekend? Any good stories from the hotel or the bus ride or the game?
I got one thing to say. Shout out to the Crocodile scoring his first goal.
Gracias.
The Crocodile.
Oh, I didn't get Gracia's first goal. Dang. I'm sorry, Gracia.
Is it because he's Mexican?
It's probably because he's probably looking for his gear still. You know. But I'm assuming Joe got the player of the game for that big win.
Oh, yeah.
For the defenseman.
What, they can make you tacos, but they can't.
Oh, for
goals.
The defenseman.
Yeah, because we have, like, 4 rewards.
Oh, my God.
2 hard hats.
These kids these days, they want a wrench.
And the mighty
Ooh.
Toolbox.
Ooh. Oh, well, scissor me timbers. All right, then coming back.
Oh, I get it.
First game back at Coon Rapids against the Havoc. Big win, 2-3. It's always good to beat the Havoc just because... Well, you guys just don't like each other, and it really dislike really came out with the preseason game this year,
yeah.
And everything that's followed. Vinny, 33 saves on 35 shots, goals by Skradsky, McAlpine, and Earl with the winner.
Ooh, hey-o.
I'm sure that the emotions are always high playing the Havoc, especially with a third day in a row playing a game. What was the locker room like after that win?
It's pretty mellow, actually.
Really?
I mean, maybe it's just because the guys were fatigued and tired, but it was pretty mellow. Like, it's kind of like, I was mellow, and I was pumped to finally beat them again. But yeah, I mean, the attitude, I mean, we're all excited, obviously. But
yeah. But, you know, 3 straight games, travel. Granted, I mean, it's only, you know, 3-4 hours, but it's still a couple nights in a hotel and then coming into a day game. All right. Yeah. And then the next day, 23rd, we're at Augsburg Arena against the Mullets. 5-4, overtime win. Down 1-2 after the first period. Big three-goal second period. Mullets with a little stunner with their 13 seconds left. You know, it is what it is. That first goal was not your fault there, Ethan. That was just a complete fluke bounce off of. I forgot who it went off exactly, but.
Yeah, I think Gunner.
Yeah, Gunner.
Was it Gunner?
First two goals were.
Shout out to you, Gunner.
First two goals were bouncing everywhere.
Yeah. Wrong team, Gunner. Come on. But, you know, you pulled out the win. Mezlowski got the. Or Klof got the big game winner from Mezlowski, which makes up for the penalty that Klof got in the last minute to put the go-ahead or the tying goal. So he has that going for him, which is nice.
Yeah, take it.
You know, so, all right. So that kind of covers the last four games for the Ox. Let's go ahead and give one more shout-out to some of the sponsors.
What's up, guys? Walzer Automotive, Geico, RBC Financial, Chanticleer, Blue Ox Heating and Air, Kowalski's, Unique Dining Experience, Great Clips,
For Hair.
Yeah, I'll let you take that one.
Thank you.
Tripine Creative, Witta Creative Studios, Euro Edge North America, and Power Edge Studio.
Alrighty, so now we're going to bring in the guests completely and get to know more about them. You know, we'll start with Mr. Vinny Castelletti. 26 games played this season, 17 wins, 7 losses, and 3 assists. You know, you need... So one of you two has got to take a shot at an empty net.
Oh, my God. There was a game against Rochester earlier this month. Wide open net. I think we were 5-3 at the time. Starkey, I wish I called for it. It's not his fault, but...
Oh, man,
I almost froze up. I was so excited because I thought I was going to get a goal, and I just didn't even think to ask for the puck or call for it.
That would have completed your season.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
I mean... With the preseason game, the you know the little tussle, a couple assists, a goal. That's all you need, Vinny. Let's go. So let's get back to that Dells Ducks game. You gave up your spot to Joe to get his first start. I know it's his first year with the Ox, so he's a little more just trying to build up who he is and get into that starting rotation. How did that come up? Did you approach Witta? Or was it kind of a locker room thing, or what happened there?
It was kind of just I was having a conversation with Shifty, and I'd wanted Joe to get a start for a while just watching how hard he works on the ice, on and off the ice, and kind of having some sympathy too because he's under a practice contract right now, and I was under a practice contract a couple years ago in my first season, so I feel like. If I was in his when I was in his spot, I would have killed to have a start.
Yep.
So I feel like Dells would have been a perfect opportunity for him, you know. And I just had a conversation with Shifty. I was like, hey, you know, have a lot of big games coming up. Would it be a stretch to give Joe a start? And he's like, oh, that's a great idea. I want to see him in net. I want to see how he does on the ice in big games. So.
Well, yeah, and like you said, it was a perfect timing with a back-to-back with the Ducks mm-hmm. there and then coming home gave you a little rest for Hudson. Mm-hmm. And then, Ethan, you were on your pretty much every other game swing then to have the Ducks and the Mullets, so that worked out. Mm-hmm. But that's awesome. It was good to see that he got in there. He held his own. I mean, it's a good – you're not just throwing him to the Wolves and throwing him up against the River Kings or the Moose or Hudson. You know, he's kind of easing in slowly.
Like the waffle.
Oh, God dang it, man. All right. You know, Vinny, you're pretty chit-chatty on the ice. I can see it all the time. Whether it's the players, opposing goalies, whatever. Usually some friendly banter out there or a little combo of everything, just trying to get in people's heads.
I don't know what you're saying, but you can always tell you're talking because your master's doing this.
Well, he's always talking. Okay. After almost every save, he's talking to somebody about something.
It depends on who I'm talking to. I mean, normally I've got a pretty good relationship with most of the goalies in this league, so I'm not really chirping them. But there's a few guys on other teams, maybe goal scorers, maybe not, who I like to get under the skin of. Like, mm-hmm. In between whistles, I'll go and chirp them. Like, if it's a shitty shot, I'll be like, oh, that was a missile. Kind of.
Got a hole in that one. Got to be quicker than that.
just trying to get in their heads. And
Usually after the game, just talking to the other goalie, just saying nice job or whatever, bullshit and so forth.
Can you hear me moving?
I don't know. Stop that. All right. Yeah, I mean, squirrel?
I know. I think it picked it up. I'm not farting. It's just a
squirrel. You could be. We don't know.
Bit of column A, bit of column B.
What's a... Everybody says goalies are weird people. Let's be honest. Most half of you are, but so are skaters. So that's not... What's a normal pregame routine? You know, you stick to the same thing every game, change it up depending on how you're doing. Pads, skates, everything go on the same way every time.
I tend to lose track of time before games. I try and go into games as loose as possible, like almost the opposite of most goalies where...
Same with Frankie.
Yeah.
But
loose is key, buddy. And doesn't.
So you're not one that just tries to sit in your corner with headphones on?
No. I'm bouncing around. Most games I have to rush to get dressed because I'm screwing around the locker room so much.
Hiding gear.
Yeah. I mean, that's when guys are worried, is when I'm not messing with other guys before games, because that's like showing that I'm nervous or off, you know?
Yeah.
All right. So over the past offseason, you were...
Time out. We heard from Vinny. We got to hear from E.
Well, yeah, we're going to get to him when we get to his.
Oh,
we're going one by one, so we're not shooting over each other here. Because I have a feeling, I'm hoping Ethan's is way crazier.
Yeah.
See? I want to give him his time.
If it's anything like wearing a nut cup for a face mask.
We had a goalie do that.
If you know, you know.
On the airport, in the airport, on the flight home from San Jose when we were out there for a tournament. He wore his cup, like the old jock style, not the shorts. On his face.
Was it a dare?
No,
he just wanted to do it.
He just came down from the hotel room looking like Alan from The Hangover.
Like I said, out. Weird people.
Pouch. I don't know.
It was interesting. So over the past offseason, I don't understand. Is it where you technically drafted by the New Hampshire Junior Monarchs in the NCDC? How did that all come about or go?
Yeah, I was drafted in the NCDC entry draft by New Hampshire, and that was pretty cool. It was pretty cool to, like, get a little bit of recognition.
Yeah.
You know, like, someone's noticing me.
Mm-hmm.
But, nothing more to add there. Haven't heard much from him.
Yeah, okay. So nothing about going out there for camp or nothing, just kind of...
Somebody should get on that.
Talk to your... You should be his agent.
You don't want me to be your agent.
There's a lot of black leather couches with him. It's sticky.
Casting coach.
Yeah, well... Cool.
I didn't say it.
All right.
I'll say Jackson Pollock painting on it.
What's your kind of goal moving forward? Tier 2, college, where are you at?
This summer's a big summer. I'm going to be on the ice hopefully 3-4 times a week. Every day or every week this summer, but the goal's tier 2, but you gotta kind of take things as they go, one day at a time. So
you don't try and stay where you're at and not get too far ahead of yourself. That's a smart place to be. You know, you want to try and get.
I mean, reach for the stars, but stay in the now.
Frankie, that was some lyrical words.
You're welcome.
Biggest moment so far you this season that stand out? Big game, big save, anything that really jumps out to you?
Home opener. I had a 4-shot sequence at the end of the game.
Okay.
My first game of the season, because I was suspended 2 games for the little thing against Hudson. It was 4-3, about 3-4 minutes left, and I had a 4-save sequence, and off my pad, off my paddle, and then I had to make two more saves, and that felt really cool. Kind of felt like I was in that Ultra Instinct, like just
saw everything and awesome.
Also, the River Kings sweep at home, that was nice.
That was pretty sweet.
I love sweeping the River Kings.
That was definitely, I think that was a great start to the season for how early it was to really get I mean, you guys got a young team. I mean, how many age-outs do you have? Four, six?
Six.
Six this year? I mean, if a lot of people came back, you guys could be even better next year. So that was good to get those guys, you know, playing a physical team, because the River Kings can be pretty physical, and just get them introduced to junior hockey and moving forward. Sweet. Let's move on to Ethan. Ethan, 16 games played, 11 wins, 4 losses, 1 assist. How's the season go? What's your normal pregame routine? Because I had a feeling yours was going to be... I knew one of yours was going to be super intricate, but I didn't think it would be Vinny's.
Yeah, definitely me and Vinny are polar opposites.
And does it change whether you're starting or not?
No.
Every game's the same.
Same thing. Usually you try to get there to the rink about 2 hours early, take my sticks, usually talk around for a little bit, then an hour before we go out for warm-ups, I will do my own warm-up. Do some ball work, get my eyes going, stretch. And then 30 minutes before, start getting dressed, put the gear on same way, and then go out for warm-ups, stretch in the same spot. Everything's got to be the same.
Everything's the same. No matter what happened the night before or anything, no. It's always the same. God. That's...
Get that ball work, buddy.
See, that's what's been crazy for us, is because with COVID and everything for our beer league, we've had to go might style and walk in dressed.
We're not allowed in until 10 minutes before puck drop, and you got to come mostly dressed. Obviously, you're not going to wear your skates. But.
And I put my stuff on, you know, similar, the same way. Like, I'm very routined, and now I had to change it up, and it gets to me, and I just hate it. And
A dress routine and then a stretch routine on the ice. Anything beyond that, it's like, meh.
But, all right, so have you been playing goalie your whole life then? Were you ever a skater or kind of a combo?
I always wanted to be a goalie. I started playing hockey when I was 5, and probably around like that 7 age, I was really asking my parents that I really want to be a goalie. And my dad said that when I turn 10, I can decide. And then 2 days after my 10th birthday, go up to my dad and like, I'm 10. I'm going to be a goalie next year, so.
And that was it. And then he saw the paycheck for the pads and was
just
freaking like, what the heck was I thinking? Why did I do that?
You're normal.
Jeez, Frankie, they are normal. Well, some of them are. We've had some weird luck.
I'm sure they're out there.
There's somebody
out
there.
Just like I'm sure fairies like, whoa.
Well, you're
poor choice.
Yep, I was gonna
unicorns,
say something.
There we go.
My daughter thinks unicorns exist.
Well, what do you think rhinos are?
Are rhinos male unicorns?
No, they're just fat unicorns. Like,
lazy.
Yeah. They're like, fuck this weather, and you shouldn't eat anything.
So, what's your plans for the future and next season? Kind of same thing. Always look. I guess everybody's probably always looking for the next step tier two in that. You do a lot of camps throughout the summers, or what are you usually working on?
So I'll probably do a couple camps this summer, just basically because I can't say no to more hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Get to my goalie coaches and hit the gym, try to get stronger, faster, and maybe I'll get lucky and sign tier two, and if not, come back here, and I'll have 2 more years left at the tier three level, and hopefully I can get to a good division three school.
I mean you guys got a pretty good thing going with the Ox, from what I hear from all the other teams and stuff. Of, you know, Jay, it seems like Jay's pretty good about keeping spots for people or whatnot coming back and whatnot, so there's always at least a home for you somewhere. And he's all about you guys succeeding and moving on, so that's always pretty nice. You get pretty chatty with players? Other opposing players?
No.
No? You just kind of...
I just try to stay robotic, you know, just no emotion. Just
have that empty look in your face and just move. Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's
that can be just as intimidating. If you can see through the mask and you're just 1,000-yard stare, I'm sure players are like, that guy's going to fucking kill me.
Well, it's just funny how just complete polar opposites you guys are for... Yeah.
The way we play, the way we get ready for games.
Yeah, everything.
Everything is different.
The way you work the ball.
Which is fine. I mean, you
I
guys
have to
are...
play with his balls and stuff, because I lost all mine.
Ooh. Do you watch them after? No. Do you watch them before?
Big moment so far this season for you? Big game, big save, big ball?
Big ball. I'd say the Moose game on military night.
Okay.
That was a good game.
Yeah.
I never played them my first year, and then my first time playing them, I lost only by a goal. So I was really, really wanting to beat them the next time I played them. And it being military night, it was just a special moment.
We always appreciate a win on that night, that's for sure. One thing that's not on here, let's talk about best costume I've ever seen. Ethan Hagelin coming out looking exactly like Brady Boudreau.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Identical with his Rubik's Cube and his
goggles
and the hair. Just look, I just couldn't believe it.
The only completion would have been like a stuffed cow.
Yeah, well, he did love that cow at the boot camp that one year. That cow's in General's freezer.
I haven't seen
freezer.
That kitten either.
That's because Monty probably stole it.
Oh, wow, Monty. I haven't thought about him in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if Monty can think about him. that dent in his skull.
That was bad. I mean, that guy took his skate off from under him, and he just went head first. I mean, his head shouldn't do that. That's terrible. So we already talked about goalies being kind of weird, but you know, I mean, how do you choose? I mean, I guess we got how Ethan decided to be a goalie. Vinny, were you always wanting to be a goalie, or did you skate out at first, or?
I started out skating out, started skating before I could walk. I mean, grew up in an ice rink in Georgia, and kind of
ice time.
Yeah,
pretty nice actually.
Yeah,
but
I hate Georgia, but that's because I was in where the heck's Fort Benning? I can't even remember. It's terrible there. Anyways,
but grew up skating. Grew up group skating out, and it was actually pretty good. I always tell the guys I was going. U-show when I was 5, so if I didn't switch to goalie at 5, I'd be in the USHL right now. But my dad was a goalie, and he was practice goalie for the Atlanta Thrashers when they were down there. So
okay.
Always got to watch him play, watch him practice with them, and just gravitated toward it naturally. And my old goalie coach was good friends with my dad. Played in the NHL for a number of years, Dan Bouchard. Played for the Atlanta Flames and Quebec Nordiques. Great guy, great role model.
You know they're not listening, right? So like these name drops are cool.
Are you jealous?
I'm jealous.
You're jealous of the people he knows, but did he go to Chicago?
He did not go to
Chicago.
Did you go to Chicago?
Chicago.
He did not. No, he didn't go to Chicago. All right. Sorry.
So yeah, I mean, I just kind of picked it up and then enjoyed it.
All right, I mean that. I coached Pee Wee hockey a handful of years ago, and at the end of the
Chicago?
Not in Chicago, no, in Chicago I did not do that. And at the end of the year, we just did a little party, and I put on pads, and it was probably the worst thing in the world. I was so bad.
It's 'cause those are for ladies.
Like I raced a Pee Wee goalie and almost lost to him.
Oh, goalie pads.
Goalie pads, different pads. So it was very interesting.
Your words.
So when either of you aren't playing and you're on the bench, you guys just kind of what's your main thing? Are you watching the other team's goalie, watching each other playing, kind of help critiquing? You looking in the stands to see who's out there? You just shadow boxing. We know Vinny likes to do that. Guy gets one tussle on the ice and he shadow boxes now. What's your routines when you're not playing and on the bench?
I mean, I just try to keep focus on the game, try to help the players as much as I can by looking at the goalies on the other team, whether they give out rebounds or they have a tendency to drop or whatever. And then, you know, keep it a little bit looser, have a little bit of fun on the bench, throw a couple chirps out, because the other team sucks.
What is your chirp game like?
Kind of depends. Like Frankel on the Moose, I just scream his name over and over again.
Do they ever just look at you and just wonder what the heck's going on? Like what's going on with this guy? Or they just no?
Because they've seen the 1,000-yard stare and they don't want to piss him off. God, what if he starts actually talking to me? Gonna end up in a van.
How about you, Vinny? What are you doing?
Yeah, a lot of chirping. Love chirping on the bench. I actually felt bad about it one time. I think we're playing Rochester at home, and I think we were up 6-0 in the second period, 5-0 in the second period. And this guy's second period, so, wait, no. It was the third period. They were right by, defender was right by our bench, lined up for the draw. And I said something about, like, his breezers were really long or something, like, down to his knees. It looked like a skirt, but, I was chirping him, and he looks at me with the saddest eyes, and he goes, "Why are you chirping us? You're winning 5-0. And I felt so bad, and I shut my mouth the rest of the game. But yeah, I like to chirp, mostly about how guys look, shout out to Jace. I like to do the, like if the second period goalie's closest to us, I like to do the, I'll look at your strap's undone, trying to get him to look down.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of games where you guys are doing that, and it finally worked.
Yeah. I try and use the door a lot, but some of our guys don't like that. I get pissed off when I use the door because apparently I'm too slow.
There's nothing worse than when somebody opens the door when you don't want the door open, and then you hop the boards. And
yeah.
I guess it's not a bad thing being a bad backup goalie.
Well, that's true. I mean, you don't really want to be too good at it. And that's just all you do.
I don't understand why that's not just Butters' job. You're not on the ice.
Butters.
Little bitch.
Well,
because then you'd be taking Vinny's or Ethan's chair.
You sit in my lap.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ball work.
It's all juggling time, we'll call
shadow boxing for real.
So are either of you guys, somebody said you were considered a rookie this year still. Is that true, Ethan? How is that true?
I think like a lot of people say that because like the technical deadline is like 35 games played, but it's a little different for goalies because last year I was dressed for 35 games, even though I didn't play.
I think it's dressed for goalies.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so you're people are just making fun of you mostly.
Yeah, mostly Nate, because he's upset that he's not a vet this year because he made rookie blankets for half a year.
So do you have rookies then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's your rookies?
Joe and Petey, which I guess kind of took Petey as a joke. He really should be a vet.
Yeah, I would have considered him. I would have thought he would have been.
He's a ginger, so we left him behind.
Well, his hair matches his breezers. Somebody needs to get that guy some new breezers. I just can't stand looking at those things.
He loves the Benilde Eagle.
Oh,
Eagle breezers.
Did he figure out push-ups yet?
No.
I doubt it.
Oh my God, in Chicago, I think I walked into his hotel room.
Chicago,
I've been there.
went into his hotel room. It was late at night. Pete's just doing his workout and just looks like a seal when he does push-ups. And it's the stupidest thing ever.
Oh, it's...
I tried teaching him push-ups. He can't figure out how to keep his body in line with his ass.
We'll just have to try and tape a board to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Like full on.
Full on.
Both maybe sides.
Pete,
yeah.
I mean, Petey's got technically tenured for Tier 2 next year.
Oh, yeah.
With the Monarchs. So, I mean, shout out to PD.
There you go.
Dives in front of more pucks than I do, but in beer league, we're terrible.
Runs my shots. Runs my stats.
Beer league, you dive in front of a puck, you're losing your teeth.
Any good off the ice stories about your rookies or anything that won't incriminate anyone or get anyone in trouble? I mean, Sherms and Glazer had a good one about Abbott coming back, and they told, who'd they tell?
Wasn't it Bug?
I don't remember. They told him that he was gone because was sick.
Yeah.
And then he said that how he didn't like Abbott.
Yeah. Was that good? That guy was weird or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But anything good? Anything happening?
Yeah.
I mean, don't all jump at once. I'm
trying to think. It's been a long season, but it feels so short. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to like...
Yeah. Did you guys use my duct tape yet?
You gave us duct tape?
Yeah. When I went with you to the Dells. I gave somebody duct tape.
I didn't give any duct tape.
There's probably a reason for that.
I think it was Butters that was falling asleep all weird in the back of the bus. And I brought out some tape, like, we should tape him. But by the time anybody thought of it, he already woke up.
He's liable to punch someone in the face while doing that.
Tape his fist.
You're so smart.
Right?
How did you guys get to the Ox originally? Recruited camps, Google, the Googleizer, or what? Did you just know Jay from something else, or?
So,
casting audition.
So last year, I was going into my senior year of high school, and it wasn't looking very good for me to make varsity. So I started looking around for junior opportunities, and I was really having a good opportunity with the Rochester Grizzlies in the NA3, and I really just kind of signed up for the Blue Ox camp just as like a practice for their main camp, which was like 2 weeks later, and Jay ended up liking me, and he offered me a contract, and I signed it because I didn't know if Rochester was going to sign me,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, here we are.
Here you are. Vinny?
So, mine, I played high school my freshman year, and then I wanted to get out of Roseville because just didn't like the coach, didn't like how they ran anything. So,
shout out to Roseville.
Fuckers.
But, yeah, I ended up trying to get into Minneapolis, but with some kind of transfer rule, I would have had to sit on JV for a year, my mm-hmm. sophomore year, and I didn't want to do that. So ended up just leaving the school I was going to in Minneapolis, going to online school, trying to figure something out. I wasn't on the ice for 3 weeks and just itching to get out there. And I went to a mega goalie camp just to get back on the ice, and
mm-hmm.
When they found out I wasn't playing anywhere, they were like, okay, we gotta get him somewhere, like, he can't just take a whole season off. So I think they reached out to somebody who reached out to Jason Wood, and I got invited out to a couple practices, and actually signed my first junior contract on Christmas, which was really cool. It was a cool little Christmas gift. Played the rest of that season as practice player. I got to play in the Winter Classic game against Gustavus, which was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just really cool experience. I mean, it was cool in part because I was the only one on that team under 18, and I was 16 at the time.
Oh, jeez. So, okay.
Scratty was the next youngest at the time. So
big gap there.
Yeah. But, no, just really cool.
Well, that's cool. Any good coach impressions or teammate impressions? Does anybody do a good Woodsy, Witta, or Brady impression?
You probably get a good Brady. You do have a good Brady.
I don't know. He just kind of screams titties every time.
He does. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, well,
someone misses the open net. Ah, titties!
Oh,
he's going to be the head coach.
Is he taking over in Hershey?
Oh, yeah.
Is he going to be that I know. I was wondering how that was going to go. Or
I'm excited for him. I think he's going to do really well.
Yeah. He's. I mean, he knows the game so damn well. Yeah. Like, it's just Brady.
Yeah, encyclopedia.
It's Brady.
You know, it's but yeah, he knows the game, and I mean, heaven forbid if he had somebody in his family to ask questions to that knew the game as well. But Frank, why don't you give us some of them sponsors again? It's been a little bit. Short
Let me
list.
Stretch it out. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you to Walzer Automotive, Geico, RBC Financial, Chanticleer, Ulox Heating and Air, Kowalski's Unique Dining Experience, Great Clips
for hair. Hair,
Tripine Creative, Witta Creative Studios, Euro Edge North America, and Power Edge Studio.
All right, Frankie, it's kind of Frankie's time. You got anything to...
Well, you should edit all of this
You
out.
Got anything to add in during Frankie's time?
Chitties.
That's Brady's time.
Residue?
No.
Unicorns.
Rhinoceroses.
Balls.
No. All right, Frankie's time is over.
Frankie's time should have been over before it started.
You had a shot. You didn't. All right, so we kind of talked about some of the, like, your guys' biggest moments of the season or so forth. What do you think one of the biggest wins were for the season? You think, like, we talked about the River King sweep early in the season. Anything else? I mean, that last Hudson win was a pretty big one for you guys. You mean you had... Four wins in a row right there, your last four games. Anything else that stands out?
Big one that I can think of is the Moose game at Somerset right when we got back from break. It was just huge for momentum. Just gave us so much confidence because Moose had a lot of momentum going into that game. We were just figuring it out again, kind of went on a bad stretch in December with the Wisco sweep, or Wisco sweeping us, and then getting beat by Hudson, going 2-2 in Chicago. I mean, it was huge getting that win back. Mm-hmm. So, huge week of practice that week too. I remember that everyone was just flying around the ice that week. So
that's good, Ethan.
I think that last game in Chicago. What?
I think you're mowing there.
Yeah. Ethan, how about you?
Should do your Joseph. Joseph.
Yeah, so Joe's last name is Mowen. And actually at boot camp made the joke. I was like, Joe, has everyone ever called you Joe? And he said, no, you usually ask if I'm mowing the lawn. That's stupid.
That's a dad joke.
Yeah.
You know, you go, hey, look at Joseph mowing the lawn. Stupid.
Yeah, so pretty much most time just trying to mess with him, just go, hey, Joe.
We'll have to remember that.
Yeah.
Upcoming games, you got last regular season home game Friday, which would be tomorrow as we're taping, versus Hudson. Then Saturday in Spooner against the Moose.
That's a fun word.
Spooner?
Moose.
Oh. Have the Moose just been living up there? Or?
Yeah, they're living at a resort up there.
Okay, well, that probably explains it, because there's...
I'm going to the Moose.
Yeah.
That's a terrible thing to say. But there is, well, there's two moose that live on that street that you turned off of usually, and I hadn't seen this car in a while, and I forgot that they were up in Spooner, so I was wondering what they had going on. So they're still up there. Did Fogarty close? Or
I mean, they were having like financial.
I know they were having trouble, but I didn't know if they got.
I think like the GoFundMe or whatever they started.
You know, like Bukestead was helping them out.
Yeah, I think they made enough money to keep the place running, but we'll have to see.
We'll see what happens in the off season.
Yeah. Is it family owned?
I don't know.
It's privately owned, which is why, like, I think they're having trouble because they shouldn't get money from like the city.
Because I think the city owns this. Does the city own the super rink?
Probably.
Yeah. I'd assume they'd open that. They wouldn't have both, but.
Oh, it's GoFundMe.
Damn it. Frankie, So you're heading to Spooner, which that's a couple hours, hour and a half or so, not too bad. Then back Sunday for the Havoc. Tough three games, finish off the regular season, that's for sure. I mean, you guys just have a hard division. The Midwest West is rough, mm-hmm. and there's no way around it until some of these teams get worse or what. But the way that a lot of these other teams make moves, I think the River Kings have made a ton of moves. Oh, yeah. Hudson, I heard Jay say that they've had 45 players come in and out this season. And there was another text or something about from the league had said you guys were the only team in the USPHL that hasn't had a player change. Which, I mean, shout out to the Ox keeping some cohesive units and whatnot.
It's a big part of our success too. I mean, just our chemistry. Just everybody. Mm-hmm. Same group, start of the year to finish the year. I mean, it's just good camaraderie. I mean,
That's true. I mean, you guys get to know each other right away, and you're there for the long haul. There's no
that team cohesion, and then you figure out who meshes well, and you stick with it, and it's a lot easier to keep up than rather have to relearn somebody else moving into that spot.
So we said it's going to be Steele County first round at Coon Rapids, and then you would play the winner of you'd play the one seed if mm-hmm. you win, which would be the River Kings. So hopefully that all goes well. You guys make a good run to nationals. You guys deserve it. Kind of start closing things down. You guys have been at boot camp the past 2 years. Thoughts on boot camp, what it does for the team, you guys kind of personally. Was it harder this year or the previous year? Ethan, you didn't get your own little running route this year. Or did you? You got the road. You just didn't have to run as far down the road this time.
I remember yelling at him on the way back too.
You just had to do more up and downs down the driveway.
Yeah.
But just kind of thoughts overall on the boot camp, like what it does for at the start of the season for the team, for the you guys personally. Anything you just want to say on that?
I mean, it definitely good for team chemistry. Just being around each other. Not at the rink, I think is big. You really get to know who the characters are on the team by the bonfire.
Yeah, which was toned down this year compared to previous years.
Oh, yeah,
until Brady got a hold of it for a while.
Yeah, that's because everybody was making fun of Brady, so he was trying to Michael Scott roast everyone.
Who roasted?
But yeah. Vinny, you got anything on it?
I mean, honestly, I enjoyed it. Like, just the whole experience. I mean, I didn't enjoy the physical part of it, but mentally, like, you get to figure out how tough you really are. Like, cause, mm-hmm. I mean, you don't really push yourself when you're sitting on your ass at home. So, or even in the weight room, I mean, trying to figure out the word.
But and it kind of goes back to that team cohesion thing that we were talking about, where you guys have all the same players have been together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this our goal is to just push you guys into it and become closer faster, so it doesn't take longer. And I mean, from what we see, it comes out. And I think the only person that wasn't there would have been Ville.
Yeah,
and Beller and Lang Bang.
Well, yeah,
but they were there last year.
Lang Bang.
Yeah. And Beller, we already had our talk with Beller and Hobbs. And
yeah.
Hobbs could have had so easy.
Oh.
He just didn't trust Beller, which is a hard thing to do. But he said it.
I'm not going to say it.
Don't say it.
I'm not the watermelon,
Don't say it. Awesome. Frankie, let's get the long sponsor list.
Long sponsor. Here we go. All right, guys. Walzer Automotive, Warrior Hockey, Geico Insurance, Great Clips,
For Hair,
Blue Ox Heating and Air, Chanticleer Pizza of Coon Rapids, Anoka Ramsey Community College, Kowalski's Market, Tripine Creative and Marketing, Moffitt Restorative Dentistry, Bell Mortgage, Chris Safe Team, Widow Creative Studios, Fast Wax Ski Wax, Minnesota Warriors Ice Hockey, Smart Press Home Furniture, Ice Hockey Systems, Calming Waters Wellness Center, Paul Bunyan Plumbing and Drains, Jimmy John's Coon Rapids, Unique Dining Experiences, Euro Edge North America, Sean's Cabinetry, Cybersport Under Armour Hockey, Jason Wood Realtor, Speed Pro Imaging Fridley, RBC Wealth Management, MGE Construction, Power Edge Studio, Integral Hockey Stick Repair, General Nutrition Centers,
GNC,
Lawrence Screw Products, United States Air Force, Rum River Chiropractic, Title Boxing, Absolute Filth, and Hometown Auto Care. Thank you, guys.
All right. Any final thoughts from Ethan, Vinny? Anything? Anything to kind of close out the season for you guys, or anything you want to say?
Just excited. I'm excited for this weekend. It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be a busy weekend. That's not this weekend. That's the Catalina Wine Mix.
Balls and holes. That's this weekend.
Yeah, ball control.
Yep. Wash before you wax.
Frank, you got anything you want to throw out there?
No, not really. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys back tomorrow night. It should be a good game. I'm glad you guys aren't at Somerset anymore.
Yeah.
As a fan, it kind of sucks to try to go see you guys play and stuff like that when it's in for Wisconsin. But yeah, really, really excited to have you guys back home and seeing you finish out the season strong.
Awesome. Well, as Coach Wood always says, adversity builds resilience. Resilience builds champions. We want to thank Vinny and Ethan for being our guests today, and thank everybody for listening. We'll see you at the rink. I do.